thoughts about capacity, quantity, and quality. When the snow finally stopped falling this year, I compiled a list of creative endeavors that I planned to complete before and after work and on my days off. I was going to be a creative machine this summer and spend every free minute of my time hammering out a new project. Alas, it's nearly the middle of July, and I find myself falling short, as I actually do most summers, in completing many of those projects. Why can't I ever get my act together? Seriously though, there's always a number of reasons for these perceived failures of mine, but usually it's just due to a lack of time, energy, or because I'm already knee-deep in a large-scale project. In most cases, it's some combination of all those factors. That, and my expectations are often too high for what I can actually accomplish during my off time. Producing quality work is demanding after all, and by the time I clock out from my job, I'm pretty wiped out. I'm sure it's no surprise to those who've gone before me, but I'm finding it increasingly difficult to tackle anything mentally demanding after about 5 o'clock. I'm also starting to realize that as I get older, this trend is becoming the norm. I understand that everyone is busy. I also acknowledge the fact that most people have far more life responsibilities than myself, so I don't want to sound like I'm complaining too much, especially since the reason I often run out of time is simply because I choose to tackle so many projects. But I do need to remind myself every so often that there's no way in which I could actually complete everything on my wish list. There's just not enough time. Even if I was independently wealthy and didn't have to hold a job, for example, it's guaranteed that I'd still run out of time. How is that possible, you ask? Well, I just make my list that much longer. The universe won't tolerate a void, so the more space you have, i.e. time, the more space you have to fill, i.e. with activities. So I try not to beat myself up too much about not accomplishing all of my projects. That said, the busyness of the summer does give me something on which to chew. I can't help but consider the relationship between capacity, quantity, and quality, and how they relate to each other. Capacity, quantity, and quality need to work in harmony. You need to be aware of how much you can stretch a thing, whether that's your mind, the resources at hand, or the time allotted in which to complete your work. That's because at the point where you reach your capacity in pursuit of producing a higher quantity, the quality of your work begins to diminish. So exceeding your capacity inevitably leads to producing garbage. Now, I agree that pushing the envelope can lead to innovation and new discoveries, but you can't expect to keep churning out quality stuff forever, regardless of circumstance. There's an ebb and flow to creation. You have to be in tune with that process in order to consistently, not constantly, produce quality work. If you instead choose to redline that machine in pursuit of a non-stop, high-volume output, that machine will break down, guaranteed, and you may discover one day that that machine is actually you. So we have to learn how to moderate and maintain the machine in order to maximize its output. But maximizing output doesn't necessarily mean making more or even doing more. Rather, I'd argue that maximizing output should yield better or of higher quality. Of course, quality is subjective, so I'll leave that up to you. But if you're paying attention and making the necessary adjustments to the machine, chances are you're going to produce something of value, and this is what I seek to do. I mean, what would be the point of squeezing a thing for all it has to give, but end up with a final product that's essentially unusable because its quality is of such a low grade? All that accomplishes is that it wastes time and resources. Now, we do have to consider the opposite end of this equation in an effort to balance out the scales of quality. This would be the idea of producing something of absolute perfection. Rather than choosing the high-volume route at all costs, we spend every waking minute and resource into making something so beautiful and perfect, the one and only. If it ain't just right, we don't ship it. This, of course, is an unrealistic expectation and a trap, because perfection is a myth. Well, let's put it this way. Perfection is in the eye of the beholder, and since everyone's tastes are different, perfection is subjective. Besides, no matter how many people tell you that you produce something amazing, maybe even a masterpiece, your work will ultimately never be good enough for you. It'll never meet your own standards. There'll always be that nagging voice in the back of your mind saying that you should have done this or that. Don't believe me? Just ask George Lucas. The most important takeaway from this last bit, though, is that perfection is the enemy of completion. But how far can we take all of this, regardless of time allotted, effort invested, or our ability to live in the moment? Because again, we just can't do it all. On a macro level, what and how much can we accomplish in one lifetime? What's the end result of us being here? Do we contribute in a positive way to those around us and to the world in general? Have we produced quality work? Or have we just managed to reduce our lives down to a series of lists in which we can scratch off items? And then, what are we doing on a micro level? What are our intentions from minute to minute and day to day? Are we doing good things, being creative, and inspiring ourselves as well as others to challenge our beliefs about what we can accomplish? Again, are we producing quality work, or are we just checking the boxes and marking time? Obviously, those are questions that most of us, myself included, would need some time to answer honestly and thoroughly. As always, though, this is the type of stuff I think about because if I don't, I know I'm going to wake up 5 or 10 years from now and wonder where all the time went. Not because time flies, rather, it's just so easy to go on autopilot, make routine out of bad habits, and or take shortcuts just to get through the day or the week. Clearly, none of those approaches to life are desirable for long-term growth and prosperity. So this idea of routinely examining our lives, not necessarily every day, is that the process encourages us to learn to be present in the moment. As a result, we become conscious of the work in which we're performing, and if you're paying attention to what you're doing, there's a much greater likelihood that you're going to do good things and produce quality work. And this is good.